Jerry Bader Show, 921. I started out with a very, very difficult Radio Jeopardy question and then threw some clues. Radio Jeopardy, here's what I started with originally. The Radio Jeopardy category is crime. The Radio Jeopardy answer, 1451, 743, and 975. Andy has already answered this off the air and is our winner, so he doesn't have to do it in the form of the question. But, Andy, what is that?
Platinum, palladium, and rhodium, the prices.
How did you know that? Did you just go to a precious metals chart once I said it was precious metals?
No, I'm actually driving, but I see those charts almost every day, so I knew generally the range, but I wasn't aware that that's where the prices were at today.
Why do you suppose I put that in the category of crime?
I don't know. You know, I sat here the whole break trying to think of why would that be in crime, and I have no idea other than maybe the prices are being manipulated.
Nope. I have some exciting news for you, Andy. I'm about to explain it, though. Okay. Oh, Jason needs your information, okay? Don't go anywhere. Jason, because we're going to mail you something. So hang on there. We're going to send something in the mail. So hang on, and we'll get that information. So why would I put the price of platinum, $1,451 an ounce, which is more expensive than gold, palladium, $743, and rhodium, $975? Because those precious metals are why thieves are targeting car dealers. Now, there's a story about this in the Green Bay area, but this has been happening all over the country. Those precious metals, and they're often, especially the especially platinum, but even rhodium has been higher than that in the past. These are all elements used in catalytic converters. So what thieves want are brand new, barely if at all used, catalytic converters. And Jason says, please apologize to the caller. Now, we already had a winner, though. We want to make that clear. We already had a winner, but a caller said, what is the number of catalytic converters being stolen? I actually, even though that's wrong, this is one of those times I would have accepted that answer because that's what we were getting to here. But just, I don't want him to think, Jason, that you chased him off. We had a winner. But Jason apologizes for scoffing at the notion. He goes, yeah, this guy said it's got something to do with catalytic converters. I'm like, dude, he's right. Yes, front page of the paper today, the Green Bay paper. But this has been going on around the country for several years now. The amount of precious metals, the ones I just mentioned, and yeah, I went and looked. The spot prices on platinum, palladium, and rhodium are $1,451 an ounce, $743, and $975. So you start scraping some of that stuff off, and I honestly don't know how much there is in each catalytic converter. But you start doing what a friend of mine used to call midnight auto. He actually, and because he is now reformed, upstanding family man and businessman. I won't say anything more about him, but he did. He used to go and if he needed a part, he was pretty handy with a wrench, he'd go take it off a car. How would you like to wake up in the morning and have your fuel pump gone? He's a changed man, but as a young man, he did that. Well, what they're doing here is they are literally ripping off the catalytic converters. They're ripping them off of new vehicles to get to those precious metals. Thieves will think of anything. Again, this isn't new, by the way. Apparently, the occurrence here in northeast Wisconsin is something that is accelerating. But actually, in the height of the recession, 2009, 2010, 2011, you were seeing a lot of this. Now, how are you supposed to be suspicious when someone has a baggie of rhodium, palladium, or platinum? I mean, what? Okay, where'd you get that? Well, what are you supposed to do there? You let them sell it. But this is becoming a really serious problem. I mean, if you're a car dealership, and not even new, but, you know, cars with not a ton of miles on them. In fact, I'm going to be honest. I don't even know how much exhaust through a catalytic converter affects the precious metal. It might not at all. I actually don't even know that. But how do you guard against that? And obviously, car dealerships where you've got a bunch of cars in a row and you, you know, you just go through. Yet, if you're able to walk off with 25, 50, or 75, it's probably a pretty profitable night because those precious metals trade so high. Platinum is more than gold right now. So what do you do? Jason's like, yeah, I'll take the one off my wife's car and see how much of each I get. Certainly not off of your vehicle. You wouldn't do that. Oh, you wouldn't take it off your wife's either. For what purpose? Gee, honey, someone else stole it. I don't think you get all that much off one. That's why they go to car dealerships. That's why. All right, I'm going to get to something in the next half hour for which I'm already being ripped by my good friends at One Wisconsin. Crazy, out of his mind, left nutso Scott Ross is calling me nuts for defending grassroots Wisconsinites. There was a story the Journal Sentinel did on Friday. It deals with Common Core in Wisconsin. There were speakers, national speakers, that came in. Now, there's something that is being done with Common Core that liberals have done with other issues before. And let me finish my own thought here. Those who oppose Common Core here in Wisconsin brought in a group of national speakers. Common Core, as you know, very controversial curriculum. We've talked about it a lot. There are hearings, in fact, going on as to whether Wisconsin should rethink its decision to be part of this. In those hearings, national speakers were brought in to address Common Core. The liberal, the left, and the mainstream media have a strategy called kookification. What they try to do is marginalize conservatives that their idea is goofy or wacky. As such, they then marginalize your argument. Well, see, you're just a nut. Nothing says kook to the left like the John Birch Society. Nothing. There was a story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Friday that national listeners who appeared at hearings in Fond du Lac, Wausau, and I can't remember where else, were paid for by the John Birch Society. The John Birch Society is actually based in Wisconsin. And nothing says kook to the left like the John Birch Society. The John Birch Society did not pay a dime for those speakers. Not a dime. I want to get to that. And I actually, in a piece of Right Wisconsin, I blame the newspaper, and I stand by that. But there's also some unconscionable behavior here by two state lawmakers to smear grassroots citizens in Wisconsin who raise money for a cause. It's 9:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.